One is that we're a culture that celebrates choice. And keeping our options open makes it very hard to make promises.
Right.
When you make a promise, you foreclose certain options. Mm-hmm. That's the reality. And opportunities. And I think that's why it's hard for people to commit to marriage. But it's hard for them to commit to a project, or a church, or a congregation. In a sense, everything becomes a version of shopping for the best deal.
Right.
And that's true about a mate. I mean, you can hear it sometimes. And, shopping for a congregation or a house. And what happens also is that people keep postponing the decision just in case something better is kind of around the corner. And so that's part of what you see with kids in terms of not being able to commit to a major or anything like that. And, you know, in some ways we want people to have an experience of choice. It plays out in so many things. You can see it with people putting off all sorts of decisions, and even little decisions, like whether or not you're going to go to an event. I mean, think about trying to schedule stuff for church or things, but or think about how hard it is, even if you're doing a wedding, to get people to commit to coming. And that's facilitated by online invitations where you can respond, maybe. It's like, maybe you'll come. Or also you can check who's coming to decide whether or not it's a good decision for you. So everyone and everything becomes more tentative.